it's not stopped at all. Yeah. In fact, 30 years ago, and then he got too old and died out. And so his parents were delivered. He died.
When would you meet there? When it was raining and couldn't do anything else? Or?
But most of the time, when you can't work in the deep, the ground's too good.
Yeah, they still had trouble.
My granddaddy used to go out to the drugstore really early in the morning before everybody else got up and get all the news. Come back.
Well, that's how that's
yeah. It would be a nice adjunct to a newspaper. Which were the families that felt like they were a part of Orange Grove community?
Which
the families that thought they were a part of Orange Grove community as opposed to?
Well, I don't think they were too much. Still, they just hated to lose the way. White Cross down here, Hayward community, Hebron community, Crossroad Church community.
We thought they were that way still being the money that was going to the court, and we didn't want that store.
I don't know where it used to be schools that had to
How common was it for when the family, when the kids grew up, for them to split the farm up among the kids, or did they just...
That's still common now.
Yeah.
But the land is so valuable that no one kid can buy it all out.
Okay.
So it has to be divided up and sell it that way. And then the other farmers will grab it if they can get a chance at it. And then if somebody comes in town and got plenty of money, he'll grab it too.
Kids have a hard time catching on.
Land is so valuable, and no one good child is able to buy all the everything that he's got.
Uh-huh. Is that one of the problems with the reservoir taking up part of the land? Is it just less land to split up among the kids?
Yeah, well, this has been a dairy community. And that's a good piece of land. That's the most fertile land you have down on the next day.
Okay.
They make some of that finest crop, the finest corn you don't see to go out on that bottom land. You'll tell them silence they'll make down there. So they hate to lose that kind of land.
Yeah, I understand.
Now, they got this land down here called Cottonwoods and down here. It's white land, and the whole water, and you can check it.
We look like quite a sight. All these people coming down the road.
I didn't know that much to
that. Is there much clay in the soil here? White, some places hold water more than others.
Well, it is down here. In that area, that Cottonwoods land, didn't hold water. The land won't hurt for... House, a lot of house. Now, Barry Adams, Coach talking about, he's got three girls, and he's going to buy three lots of land. I believe about 2 acres each lot there, inside the house, or on the across the creek. One lot with current, for that septic tank. Now, they did get all they done about it. So that's a problem.
Put time in.
And if you didn't know what it is, you can't put a second time. Well, but now right here, you know, it was like, we got such a thing like that, and of course it's sort of blind, you know, like that, and the ceiling, you know, and it is personal.
And looking at the picture of where the creek is in the reservoir, and knowing that you said your land goes down across the creek, not the other side, you had some land on the other side of the creek?
Well, we never did, but there is some farms out of way.
Farms are kind of lined out that way so that they all kind of had access to the creek a while back, you know, at one time early. Was that the point?
Man, in John Hill up there. The creek goes right through it. And that way I don't know who it is about that.
What's his name?
The creek goes right through it, and they all they want to go across the creek. And one's on the other side, the man run right away across the way get to it. And if he sells this creek, that's what cut off this land over on the back side where he can't get to it at all. I mean, legally, it's this.
You got a couple of rises in the land here called mountains. You got Crawford Mountain. That on this side down by?
Yeah, that's right. Right back to there, that's the mountain Crawford. You know, so, well, Joel lands at him right across the road for his wife and my God help there. And that's where the temporary dam's at. There, right behind her house down on the creek. It's on their land.
And you got Thompson Mountain on the other side?
I thought so. But the higher the river, the higher the river, the higher the river. Here.
What was the other one I saw on there?
A name Mitchell. Mitchell Mountain. Who's that? That's not a name.
No, that's down. That's just, you know what car I was talking about?
Approximately.
When it's back west of him, that wasn't effective. They did get him and get a car around the wrong land. I think Carl maybe holds to it just a small mountain land on the side of that mountain.
I think he did, or does he still? Did he hold some of it?
Well, he didn't have much land, and they got a whole lot of it. And he lived by himself and lived up in the Hopefield Church neighborhood. He lived with his brother.
What's his brother's name?
Coy.
What would Coy's brother's name mean? That he's living?
I mean, Coy is going to live down here. Ray is a young man.
Ray Armstrong. Caulfield, are you saying Caulfield?
Yeah.
Caulfield, I'm sorry. I'd like to talk to him about the mill. I'm interested in the mill.
He's a right smart talker. Charles Thompson.
There's another name I saw on a map that I didn't see around before. Hudson Branch. Is that part of the creek? Hudson Branch is Cane Creek, or what is Hudson Branch?
I expect you to find out over here, James Snyder, James Snyder. He had a brother once named Hudson, was right by town. And we lived in a rental house in the spring break.
Thank you so much for taking your time. We really appreciate it. Nice talk to you. Thank you so much for hospitality.
Thank you.
It's
been nice
for
you.
We're
going to come back in.
I'm going to turn your phone off.